Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Glory to God. How are you guys doing this morning? Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus? I'm going to ask you again, do you love Jesus? How much do you love Jesus? A lot. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. You know you love Him because He first loved you. Is that correct? Is that right? Praise God. You know, God is good. Amen. How often? All the time. Yeah. I'm going to be a cheerleader this morning. Amen. God is good all the time. Yeah. Hallelujah. He's always good. I don't care what you're doing, what's going on in your life. It may feel like it hurts. It may feel like it's really bothering, but I'm going to tell you, you're in a good place because God has, sometimes it's those places that are hurting where God begins to speak and you sense Him talking to you and you sense Him doing things for you. God loves you. How many know that? Do you know that God loves you? He loves you. He loves you, He loves you, He loves you. If I could just get that across. He loves you, loves you. Hallelujah. Sent His Son to die for you. Hallelujah. Great things. Hey, glory to God. Whew, I can sense it. Man, I don't know, man. Hallelujah. Lord, you better not change my... Oh, no. Oh, man, praise God. Glory to God. How many know I got to do what God tells me to do? Amen. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you will, turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 4. Not planning to keep you long today. Hallelujah. How many say amen to that? Glory to God. Amen. I was on the web the other day and I saw my message last week. I go, holy moly. ran a little overtime. Is that okay? I used to have a clock up here. But I couldn't see it because of the lights. So I had an excuse, didn't I? Well, I'm going to tell you what. I got a clock right here. I got no excuse for that. Praise God. I'm not going to try planning to keep you long. But I know, you know what? How many know it's important that you hear the Word of God? There's a lot of stuff we come to do, but it's God's Word and what God is saying to the church. Amen? I'm praying that today, every church that's in Green Valley, that God's going to anoint the speaker. I don't care who they are. How many know that God can speak through men and women? Amen? God will do that. Even some of their beliefs, God will speak through their beliefs. Do you believe that? And I'm praying for the churches in Green Valley that the Word of God will come forth and flow into their congregation and they will begin to hear things they hadn't heard before. That the Holy Spirit would begin to speak to them. Amen? Hallelujah. That's His job. Amen. That's what His job is, to take that Word and bring it into the heart and begin to explode it in there and allow it to create something that has never been seen before. Is that okay? Hallelujah. And that's who God wants. That's what God wants to do, and that's what I'm asking Him to do in our city. We need every church in this city, everyone that believes God, believes that Jesus Christ died for them. We need the Holy Spirit to move into every single one of these. Folks, I'm telling you, this is a city that's set on a hill. God's going to light this city up. Amen? Amen? When we're singing about the fire up here, how many of you know, let that, what, how'd it go? How was that? What was that song? Fire in my soul. That fire. One I can't contain and I can't control. You know, I believe God wants to fire that up in Green Valley, Sahuarita, Rancho Sahuarita. I mean, believe that. And so I believe this is a part of that. I believe that God is doing great things in our world today. Amen. So if you would turn to Matthew chapter 4. And I love this chapter because it's when Jesus goes into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights without eating. And what I love about it, when He comes out, He's fired up. Amen? Woo, He's fired up. How many know that if you spend some time denying yourself, oh, come on, man. I'm not trying to hurt you. Don't get mad at me if I say this. If you deny yourself a little bit, you watch what God begins to do. He'll begin to change some things. He'll begin to speak to you, and you'll begin to hear some things. Sometimes it's okay to deny that extra hamburger. Is that right? I better quit talking about food. We're going to get people real hungry. Hey, you know what? I want to bring somebody up this morning that I grew up with. He said, oh, man, another old guy. He's not that old. He's a young man. And I just would like to give him a chance. Can I get a microphone, Abe? Somebody can bring me a microphone. I haven't seen this young man for quite a while. And I'm going to ask him to give us a few minutes, just a short testimony. Is that okay? Brother Tom Meyer, would you come up here? He used to clean yards, and we used to try to help this guy. He couldn't never keep up with him. Yeah, but Tom, would you give us a little bit of...
Sure.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Sorry.
You guys are really privileged to have a man of this caliber. Oh. My boys were mentored by him, and they still talk about him, and it's been, 15 years probably since they were under him, and probably not that long.
Yeah.
They're still really excited about it. Every time I see Henry, they want to know everything that's going on. So I just want to thank Henry for a second to...
I didn't tell him to say that.
Yeah, no, nothing planned there. I've been a street preacher since I've known Henry, and we go out on the streets and we go to concerts, we go to parades, we do all kinds of things. You might see us out there with signs and banners, and we've gotten into the ministry of anti-abortion and exposing the horrors of abortion with photos, graphic photos. I've got some out in my truck out there if you care to take a look after the service. But, it's amazing that God has created us to be his light. He wants us to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. I believe America, the whole world, especially America, is decaying, is collapsing under its own weight. The church has stopped being the light in America. We back up every time the left, the liberals want to bring in any kind of issue. It goes from way back. Do you realize that a long time ago, divorce was looked down on? Divorce was like unheard of almost. But we backed up from that. The homosexual agenda has come in. We backed up on that. There's churches all over this country that tolerate homosexuality and promote it. What other issues? The transgender thing, we've fallen into that. And I just am worried about our children. If we just keep backing up, well, there's a cliff here somewhere. And at some point, the church is just going to drop off. And we will enter the new dark ages. So that's... my exhortation today, I love that one scripture you had up on the wall, Hebrews 10:25, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. The next part goes, is where I'm from, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I see a dark day coming. Trump is not going to heal America. You might have a better economy, but the only thing that's going to make America great again is virtue, and that virtue is going to come by people turning back to God, Jesus, and the Bible. So I just want to encourage you, stick close to this man. He is on fire, and it's a privilege to know you, Henry.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Tom. Give me a hug, man. Hey, you got to know, this guy's a fireball. You got to watch him, okay? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. God is good. Amen. Well, I'm believing also, I know what he's saying, but I believe that God, the church is going to do some things. I believe that our country is going to see something. The light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because people will get ignited. People, you know what, folks, and I've been asking the prayer team, and I said, you know what, pray in the spirit. I need folks to be praying in the spirit. How many know that? How many know we need to know? We don't know what's coming down the road, but we need that insight that God brings when people pray in the spirit. And I know not everybody understands that, but I just want to say this, that I am a Pentecostal believer. Is that okay? Is that all right? Praise God. I've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. Is that okay? And I have found that when I'm praying in the Spirit, there is a sense of things that become clearer for whatever reason, because the Holy Spirit said, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit prays according to His will, not my will. And it's important. How many know that's important? Because I got no idea how things are going to pan out. You know what I mean? But when I pray in the Spirit, it builds the confidence, and it builds that understanding that God is working, and I thank God for that. Amen? Hallelujah. So, like I said, you guys in Matthew chapter 4? Yeah, and I love this, and I love the scripture. I love this passage because Jesus does go into the desert, like I said earlier, and 40 days and 40 nights without food, praying, talking to the Spirit, talking to God. And then the enemy shows up. How many of you know who the enemy likes to show up? Is that right? How many of you ever, what do you know? I mean, how many of you have ever been doing something, you're having a good time, all of a sudden the enemy shows up? Is that right? And something, and all of a sudden the atmosphere changes and things are, man, things are going kind of haywire. You go, what's going on? You know, it happens. Is that right? Well, even with Jesus, he's praying 40 days, 40 nights, and now the enemy shows up and he tries to get him to do things. Turn these rocks into bread because I know you're hungry. He says, man does not live but by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. I mean, he begins to tell him things like that. He goes, hey, man, go up to this. He goes, I'll show you all the kingdoms of the world. I'll give you everything. Matt, everything will be yours. You know, Capitol Records. What else? You know, whatever. You know, all the football stadiums of the world. He saw him. I don't know what he showed him. Come on, you guys can smile. Anyway, Jesus said, hey, man, if you'll bow down and worship me, is what the devil told me. He says, hey, man, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy mind. And him only will I worship. And so, I can't remember what the other temptation was. What was the other temptation? Do you remember? Anybody tell? Which one? Yeah, tell him to jump off a cliff or off of a tower. And he said, jump off. And he tells him the word of God. Is that right? For it says, the word of God says, Jesus, that he'll send his angels to hold you up. Amen? Jesus says, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Amen? Hallelujah. So there is a common sense about the kingdom of God. How many of you know that? There is a, God gives us wisdom, understanding, and he gives us a heart to be able to tell what things are right and what things are wrong. Is that right? And in that heart dwells the Holy Spirit. Amen. But I want to I just kind of wanted to tell you that kind of, you know, this is, I love this chapter because of what you see going on here. But it's actually after that, Jesus comes out, he comes out of the desert and he goes and he begins to preach the gospel. And there is an incredible issuing of power coming out of this man. How many know that? Isn't that cool? Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, sometimes if you fast a few days, and then you come out of that, and a lot of times I found with myself when I fasted, I come out of the fast on that one day that I'm coming out, all of a sudden, things might not be changing during the fast, but coming out of it, I had me a little oatmeal cookie or whatever, and man, all of a sudden I feel I got this, man, it feels like I've been 40 days and 40 nights, man. And there's this surge, and it's, I tell you, it's so good for us. Amen? Amen. Praise God. So, hey, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, Father, for all that you're doing. God, I ask you, Father, that you'd speak to every heart that's in the house. Father, whatever thoughts, attitudes, Father God, are in the hearts of your people this morning, I pray that you would open that you would remove those things so that your word could come in. And Father, I just pray, Lord, that you would change me this morning by your word. I thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So he comes out, and he's in the, starting at verse 23, it says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. I'm going to just say this. I don't care what it's called. It was sickness, disease, whatever. He's healing it. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. So pick your point. No, I'm just kidding. So, and then it says, his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases, torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee. Do you know that when people start getting healed, that all of a sudden people start coming? Is that right? Do you know that? Because there is something about when the presence of God is healing folks, it will begin to draw people. Amen? Hallelujah. And I'm saying, God, we got to start doing this. I believe in healing. How many of you believe, if you seriously believe that God has healed us, raise your hand. Hallelujah. Most of us in the house believe that. Hallelujah, because the word of God teaches us that, you know. And one of the things, believing, we need to begin to start speaking what we believe. How's that sound? Amen. Speak what you believe. And I believe, I'm telling you, I believe cancer has absolutely no power against the kingdom of God. I believe it. I just believe it. I believe God can change anything. Is that right? What is impossible with man is what? Possible with God. That's what the Word of God says, and I believe it. How many know that Saul was an impossible character to change? Is that right? And then he became the apostle Paul, because what is impossible with men is possible with God, and God will change things. Hallelujah. If you what? Believe. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there followed him a great multitude of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem, from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. And seeing the multitudes, going into chapter 5, and seeing the multitudes, he went up to a mountain, and when he was set down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them. And then what we have is the Sermon on the Mount. Is that okay? And Jesus, like I say, had come out 40 days, 40 days, and all of this just began to pour out. I love it, man. And all the things that he was talking about in the Sermon on the Mount, a culmination of what God was saying to him while he was in the desert began to pour out of him, and people were listening and listening and listening. And I don't know how long it took him to go through all those things. We're going to go, we're going to skip them. It seems kind of weird. Huh? Hey, you're going to skip all this stuff? Yeah, we're going to skip it. And we're going to go with verse 28 and 29 of chapter 7. And it says, "And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority." Everybody say authority. 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 "He taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." Praise God. Verse 8, chapter 8, verse 1 says this, "And when he was come down from that mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, if you will, thou can make me clean.' And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, 'I will, be thou clean.' And immediately the leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, 'Hey, see that you tell no man, but go your way and show yourself to the priest. Offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony to them.'" I like this where he says, Jesus put forth his hand and he said, "I will, be thou clean." Be clean. Oh, man. Anybody here ever been cleansed by Jesus? Have you ever been cleaned by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? I remember when I got saved, August 8th, 1979. As badly hungover as I could be and still walk. Basically, I was almost probably half drunk. Was that okay? Sorry. Anyway, I go into this vault. Pastor David Stoll led me to the Lord over a trash can. And when he did that, I felt so, I mean, I wanted to cry. And how many of you guys know, men don't cry. Is that right? Guys don't cry. Yeah. All I wanted to do was cry. And he goes, "Hey, let me show you a few scriptures." I said, "I gotta go," because I didn't want him to see me cry. So I head out the steps and I'm walking down the driveway of the mill at Sarita. Noisy as and for some reason this thought came to me. I said, "King of Kings and Lord of Lords." And when I said that, I felt this warmth come over me. I stopped and go, "What is this?" And I'm weeping. And I took a few more steps. "King of Kings and Lord of Lords." I mean, it was, I'm going to tell you what, it was a cleansing. God was cleansing me. He was cleansing. And the more I said it, the more, man, I went up and found a place to hide. And all I said for the next few hours was, "King of Kings and Lord of Lords." And I'd cry and I'd say, "Praise God, I don't know what happened to me." Went home, told my wife, "Hey, something happened to me." "Shut up." She didn't get it yet, but that's okay. Amen. Hallelujah. I had a change. God had cleansed me. Hallelujah. I want to put up, can you put up Malachi chapter 3? Malachi chapter 3, look at this verse. Says, but who can abide in the day of his coming? See, he came into me. Who can abide in the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like a fuller's soap. That's a soap that cleans. It's a washing. A fuller means cleansing. Some of your translations say cleansing. A cleansing soap. He is like a fire. His Holy Spirit is like a cleansing. Comes into your life, cleans you up. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm happy, going along great, and man, praising God, and tell Rosie, hey, we need to go to church somewhere, man. And she goes, well, okay, the Catholic Church. I said, well, I'm sorry, something's different, something happened to you, I'm not sure what it is, but you know what, let's, this brother having these Bible studies, let's go over there. She goes, okay. So we did Sunday morning, Sunday night in these Bible studies, and went Wednesday. And she's going, and I told her, hey, we're going Wednesday night. She goes, again? What's going on? What's going on with you? See, folks, I have been cleansed. I had been cleaned up. God had changed me. My whole life had turned around. And I'm doing good. I think I'm doing good. I'm at the mine, and we're getting ready to go home. And it's getting to be about 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. And at the time, there was a whistle that would blow. And so all the guys would wait outside the maintenance shop. And so we're all standing out there. And one of my good friends that I worked with in the mill, we're standing outside, and he looks over at me, and there's groups of guys talking all around, and so he looks over at me, and he goes, do you remember when you used to do this, that, and this? He began to name my sins. I mean, have you ever had anybody name all your sins to you? Yeah. Hey, come on, man. Huh, that's a nice feeling, isn't it? Yeah, and I'm looking at him, I go, man, dude, what did I do to you, man? You know, all of a sudden, do you remember when you used to do this? Do that, do this, and do that. And of course I remembered that. But I'm a Christian now. And I looked at him, and this is what he said. He goes, you used to be a little devil. But now, you think you're an angel. I mean, that's exactly the way he said it to me. And man, I got mad. You know what I mean? I felt like climbing up and getting on top of his head and just start. I just really did. But you know what I did? I said, Lord, give me a scripture, Lord. I'm saying this in my heart. Lord, give me a scripture. I want to cut him in half. Give me one of these scriptures where I can hurt him, Lord. And the Lord gave me a scripture. You know what it was? It was in James. It says this, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. Cool, okay. So I just stood there, didn't say anything. And it was funny because when he started talking to me, it seemed like everybody started listening. So when I didn't say anything, everybody started laughing, and then the whistle blew, woo, and then everybody went, and I said, Lord, thanks a lot, Lord. Thanks a lot, God. That was a Wednesday. Wednesday night, we had church services, and so I go home, and guess who I'm mad at? Not my friend. I'm mad at God because he got after me. So I go home, and I lay down on the couch, and I said, Lord, I don't think I'm going to church tonight. I was mad. Laid down on the couch, fell asleep for a little bit. When Rosie comes home from work, she always honks her horn. Even if it's her purse, I got to go out and carry it in for her. Is that okay? Praise God. So, I'm trained guy. Just kidding. She's shaking her head. So I think I'm half asleep, but I hear the horn honk and I sit up and all of a sudden I hear this, and such were some of you. Just that quick, such were some of you. I said, ah. When I got up, went outside, walked her in. Went and laid down on the couch. I said, I'm not sure if we're going tonight, Rosie. I don't know. I'm not feeling so good. Liar. Isn't that right? All it was, I was mad at God. I laid and I fell asleep there for a little bit, and all of a sudden the phone rings. And I got up and I answered the phone, and right when I got up, I heard that again, and such were some of you. So I get up and I answer the phone, and it's my pastor. He goes, Henry. I go, yeah. He goes, you coming to church tonight? He's all, I go, man. I go, well. I go, yeah, I'll be there. Okay, I'll be there. He goes, yeah, I need to talk to you about something. I said, okay. All right. So I hung up. And then I remembered that I heard that again, and such were some of you. So I said, Lord, I guess I'm going to church. Rosa, we're going to church. Okay. Could you put up 1 Corinthians? And I said, well, a lot of times if you hear the word of God in your spirit, it's a good thing to look it up, right? And when I looked it up, this is what God said. Because my friend, I almost named him, he told me, you used to be a devil, but now you think you're an angel. And he named my sins. And this is the scripture that God gave me that day. He says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. How many of you know that? Unrighteousness just cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And he says this, be not deceived, neither fornicators, idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And then this is where he says, and such were some of you. That's the words that he was speaking to me. He said, such were some of you. And he said, but you are washed. But you are sanctified. You are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. And you know what that told me? That told me that God knew everything about that little incident going on right there. He says, yeah, they said that to you, but guess what? Yeah, you had those sins, but this is what I'm saying to you. Now you're washed. Now you're cleansed. Now you're clean. Is that okay? You're sanctified. You're put off to the side. And I'm going, yeah. Man, I said, I'm going to church tonight. Man, you know what? I got to church and I asked, Pastor, what do you want to talk to me about? He goes, I don't know. I don't know what it was. I can't remember now. Hey, you know what? God has a sense of humor, doesn't he? He says, you know what? I see you, you little stinker, you. I see you trying to hide. He says, but let me tell you this. God knows exactly where you're at. Is that right? He sees everything going on in your life. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something. When that little guy, when that leper asks and says, if you will, you can clean me. You know what Jesus said? I will. I'll clean you. Let's right now. Do you know that God wants to do things for you right now? He doesn't want to wait. He doesn't want you to have to be waiting. Is that okay? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 5, it says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under, what's that word? Authority. Hallelujah. This man is humbling himself before the Lord. He goes, Lord, my servant needs healing. And see, he knows that Jesus can heal. Is that right? He recognizes the authority that's in Jesus. He recognizes it and he says, I am a man under authority. I want you to look at the word authority for a second, if you will. Authority, the Greek word for authority is exousia. Its meaning is privilege, mastery, competency, potentate, delegated influence, and control. Is that okay? It stems from the word existi, and it means it is right through the idea of being where? Does that say anything to you? Being out in public. Be lawful, lawman, or law person. It's lawful to have your authority. I just want to give you a little, anybody here watch basketball? Nobody watches basketball? There he is. Where's my son-in-law? There you go. Football. Does anybody watch football? One or two, three, yeah. I'll tell you. There's a guy on the field that's not part of the team. Is that right? There's a guy on the court that's not part of the team. What's he called? The referee. He is the lawful guy to be on that. Is that right? And he's in public with these guys. Is that right? And all of a sudden, man, hey, traveling, right there, let's go, bring it over here. And he has the authority to do what he has to do to keep that game moving. Is that right? And folks, I'm going to tell you something. This authority has been given to you. Is that right? I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to say that to you again. Whether you believe it or not, the authority that's in Christ Jesus has been given to you. But there are things that we have to understand about this authority. This authority comes, hallelujah, to you via the Holy Spirit. Do you hear that? Yeah, get this. Hallelujah. Authority. So this man is talking to Jesus about authority, and then he begins to tell him, hey, I have authority. I've got authority, but I don't have the kind of authority that you've got, Jesus. Isn't that what he's saying to him? He says, so because of that, and because he knows that, you know what he comes? He comes and he does this. He humbles himself to the Lord, and he says, look, he goes, I'm not even worthy that you should come under my roof. But speak the word. Oh, come on. Watch this. Glory to God. When Jesus entered in Capernaum, there came to him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Jesus said, I'm coming. Let's do it. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say to you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say to you, that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, here comes the command, go your way. And as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in that selfsame hour. Hallelujah. The authority of Jesus Christ, when he come off of that, I'm going to tell you, when he come off that mountain, after speaking the Sermon on the Mount, after being in 40 days and 40 nights, when he come off that mountain, there was a power that was coming out of this young, our Lord, that was recognizable. Is that right? And it was also very, very active. It was pushing against darkness. Is that right? The Bible says, if you read chapter 4 again, it talks about how the people had seen a great light. This light was pushing against the darkness. How many of you know that we got to be pushing against the darkness? Is that right, Tom? Tom, is that right? We got to be pushing against the darkness. You know what? If we're allowing the darkness to envelop us and everything, you know what? Forget it. We as God's people need to be pushing against the darkness. You have authority. Is that okay? You have authority. I'm going to say that to you again. You have authority. But that authority needs to be delegated. And that authority that comes to you has to go through you. It's not you.
That's right. Amen.
I'm going to tell you. It's not you. It's him that dwells in you. Is that okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to look at Luke chapter 9, verse 12. Hallelujah. I like this. Luke chapter 9. Oh, I'm sorry, verses 1 and 2. I said 12. I mean 1 and 2. That's my note. Sorry, guys. You guys are going, they're looking at each other going, what? Praise God. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. He called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils to cure diseases, and sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Does that sound anything like what we're supposed to be doing? Does that sound like that? Is that right? He gave his disciples that authority to go out and do that. And we're going to switch to chapter 10 when they come back. Verses 17 through 20. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through thy name. Do you hear me? Do you hear what the word is saying to you? Even those demons, those entities, they are subject to you through his name. Is that right? It's not you, it's him. in you. Is that okay? Man, that's okay. I'm going to say, yeah, that's okay. That's true. Hallelujah. It says this. And he said to them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Everybody say all. All the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Does nothing mean everything? What does nothing mean? Nothing shall by any means hurt you. And he says, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in where?
Heaven.
In heaven. Here's the understanding. So God is saying, hey, he said, look, hey, you don't have to rejoice that because they're you know, they're listening to you. Rejoice in this, that your name is written down in heaven. Is that right? It's written down that you have authority over these things. Do you hear me? It's written down that you have authority over these things. Hallelujah. My daughter was telling me about a man that she worked for, and he was seeing things that the girls that also worked with, they were seeing things in his house. She calls me up, Dad, can you come over? Pray for the house. I said, you do it. Come on, man. Is that right? You do it. Come on, man. Folks, if we believe these things, we got to believe these things. Is that right? Do you see it in Scripture? Believe it. God's not messing around. He says, hey, man, faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Do you believe it? I said, Rebecca, did you do it? She goes, I did, Dad. Feels good. Feels good. It's gone. Come on, man. Hallelujah. So you see, we've been given authority over these things. I think we were like in our fourth or fifth service. I really don't remember, but we were facing this way. We probably didn't even get past this post right here. We were showing the scriptures up on the wall on that far end. There was probably about 30. I don't know how many, 50 people maybe. I don't know. It wasn't a lot of them. And we're showing it. Spirit, you can feel the presence of God in here. And all of a sudden, up in this ceiling, it began to go. It was like this banging going on, and all of a sudden, and that we were coming in and out. These doors were still boarded up, and we're coming in and out of the doors from the Sunday school room there. We're coming in and out of there, and there were some papers on the out, near the door. There were the bulletins and stuff. Well, this noise, all of a sudden, that door flew open, and all the papers that were on that table blew outside. It was like it was a big wind outside and it might have blown in, but it took those papers out. So we realized, you know what? This building had some entities in it. Do you understand me? This building had entities in it, and they cannot stand the presence of God. Hallelujah. And when that presence was here, and they said, I'm getting out of here. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, praise God, they're not welcome.
That's right.
They're not welcome. Amen. Try to hang out here, man. You ain't going to like it. Amen. Hallelujah. Because, you know, how many of you know that God's house is a place of prayer, worship? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're having problems in your house. Begin to put on a worship tape. Begin to sing praises and say, God, we love you in this house. My kids are blessed by you. My husband, he's the biggest blessing in the world. Huh, Rosie? And then, forget it, man. She said, don't put words in my mouth. Begin to speak over your children, over your house, over your parents, just begin to speak that in your house. And you watch. There will come an atmosphere inside your house that will become very valuable to you. Say, man, this is the presence of God. People come into your house, they're going to say, hey, man, it's warm. It's nice in here. What's up? I had a friend that I played football with in when I was a kid in Bisbee High School. It wasn't even high school. It was grade school. And my dad had passed away, and they invited me over to his house. And they say, come over. My dad wants you to come over and have dinner with us and stuff. I said, okay, all right. So when I walked in, that house, I didn't know it. They had to be Christians. They really never really said anything to me about Christianity. But when I walked into that house, I had that desire to cry. like. And his dad, Burton's dad, come up and grabbed me and he hugged me. He says, man, you're always welcome here. And he gave me kind of those head rubs, you know. And I said, you know what? There's something in that house I really recognized. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. When that atmosphere comes into your house because you have authority and you've pushed all these things out and you brought in the glory of God into your house by praying, by worshiping, and you're going to find out that people recognize it and they say, man, there's something about this house then. I like this house. Hey, man, you got a nice place here. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. He's given you authority. Hallelujah. He's given you authority over the children he's given you. Do you know that? Do you realize that? You can begin to speak to your children. They don't even have to be around you. They don't even have to be near you. They can be all the way in. And where's Jonathan at? Florida. He can be in Florida. And I say, Lord, you're going to bless him this morning. You're going to watch over him. You're going to take care of him. Amen. Is that right, Dennis? He can be in Sudan. Amen. Hallelujah. God, I know that your blessing and the atmosphere of the presence of God is in that orphanage and in that hospital in the name of Jesus. Amen. You speak it because you have authority, folks. Don't let go of your authority by the things that are happening around you and that you say it feels like it's falling apart. Hey, stop it. Say, hey, well, you know what? I'm going to worship God and I'm going to speak to it. I will say what the God of the universe has told me to say. Peace, be still. Let it rest. Praise God. Hallelujah. Rejoice. Don't rejoice that they're subject to you, but that your name is written in heaven. You're written down as a person of authority. Do you believe that? You are a person of authority. John chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. Almost done. Hallelujah. It's kind of different without my son playing the music. It's just kind of quiet. Is that okay? So, praise God. It's all right. There's a verily, verily I say unto you. Truly, truly. In other words, when he puts a true on top of a true, it's double true. Is that okay? Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believes on me, is that right? He that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Amen? Hallelujah. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will what? I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. You got to ask. How many of you know that you got to ask? Do you know that this whole system of God is based on us asking and Him answering? Come on, man. It really is. You know what that asking is called in other words? Let me give you another word for it. It's called prayer. Pray. You pray. You ask in prayer. Whatsoever you ask in prayer, you ask and you'll receive. Is that right? But you got to ask. You got to go and pray. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm going to show you this. One of the things he says, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also. I want you to look at that. Sometimes we think that's going to be like healing the sick, casting out devils. And I'm going to tell you let me just tell you what the Holy Spirit said to me when I was looking at this years ago. He said, he that believes on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. You know what that works that he did? Look at the works. What did he do? 40 days, 40 nights, he fasted. I'm not telling you to fast. I'm not telling you to... But look at what he did. He would get up early in the morning and he would pray with his Father. He would get up early and go and seek his Father. Hallelujah. He would pray. He would pray. He would pray. Hallelujah. And folks, I'm going to tell you, we need people that pray. If the world is going to see anything of the kingdom of God, it's going to come because people are praying. Do you know that there was 120 of them in an upper room, and they were praying, and they were praying because they had been told, go and wait for the promise of the Father. So they're in an upper room, and they're praying. You know, there was 500 that had left. Somehow, what's that? 380? Is that right? 380? 380 somehow must have had something else to do that day. Is that right? There's only 120 of them up there. And they're praying, and the Bible says, because they've been asking, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Hallelujah. And it filled the place where they were praying. Hallelujah. Folks, we got to pray. You want to see the city change? We got to pray. You want to see this high school where God goes in and moves on the kids? We got to pray. We've got to believe it. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, when we begin to pray, that's when he says this, anything that you, he says, the works that I do, shall these do also? Greater works than these shall he do because I go to my Father. We're going to see some great things because we're a praying church. Amen. Folks, I'm going to tell you, I love praising God. I love worshiping. You guys will probably see me in the back. Yeah. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way in this house, Lord. And I'm jumping around like a crazy guy. Is that right? No, that's okay. You should have seen me when I was in my youth group. Isn't that right? I don't know. Is anybody in that right time? Yeah, you were in there. Sean was in my youth group. Man, I used to run around and jump around. I didn't get on didn't jump on the chairs or anything, but I was. When the Spirit of the Lord is on my heart, I will dance like David danced. When the Lord begins to work on my heart, I will do some crazy things as I come up. Because the Lord is worthy of all the praise and the glory and honor. And folks, he's given you authority. The authority comes via the Holy Spirit. And the understanding comes through prayer. It comes through prayer. Be praying, folks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 through 20. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And then it says this, these signs shall follow them that believe. How many are believers in here? Hallelujah. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I'm going to say that again. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I'm going to say it one more time. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I was in the hospital yesterday, and I was praying for a brother that was in the bed, and all of a sudden these people came in, and I finished praying. That brother goes, amen. I said, all right, man, I'm coming to pray for you too, man. So I went back there, and I prayed for Charles, and I said, brother, what do you want God to do? And he goes, what do you want him to do for you? And you know what? I go, well, I said, you want him to heal you? And he goes, yeah, well, say that. Tell me you want, he says, God, I want you to heal myself. Well, let's pray. So we prayed, and we prayed over him. Folks, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Am I looking for results? I don't have to. Is that right? Do I need to look for that? Do I need to say, well, I guess it didn't happen. I'm not looking for that. All I'm doing is being obedient. I'm going to lay hands on the sick. And how they recover, that's up to you, God. That's you. That's not me. Hallelujah. I'm not the one in charge of the healing. He is. Amen. Hallelujah. They shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. I'm going to pray. Father, we believe that Jesus died on a cross. And that healing flows from that cross, from the blood of the Lord. Lord, you spilled your blood, not only to wash our sins away, but to heal every sickness, disease, everything that is contrary to you, Father. You've done that for us, Lord. And God, this morning, we are declaring that we believe you. We believe you. We believe that no sickness, disease, no torment has any place, has any authority in our bodies. In the name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Father, we thank you that healing flows from you, Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would rise up right now within the believers, God, that you would rise up, Lord, and you would heal your people, Lord, and let them cement that in their hearts and minds, God, that you have healed them, and there is nothing that can by any means hurt them. Sickness and disease, you have no authority. No authority at all. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So I speak to you, brothers and sisters, the authority that God has given in Jesus' name. Believe the word of the Lord. He sent his word and healed you. He is the God that healeth thee. By his stripes, you, all of you have been healed. Period. In Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. Give God a hand clap. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. God, I ask you, Lord, that you would just take my brothers and my sisters. And God, you would just, as the Word of God says, that they would go out. And Father God, that there would be healing rooms all over our city, all over our neighborhoods. There are healing rooms, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, I send forth your people to do that, what you have done, what you've showed us to do. Lord, great and mighty things in the earth. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Praise God.